Enrollment in adult education in Michigan has dropped by nearly half since 2001. State funding in adult ed has fallen a whopping 88% since the mid-90s. Those are among the noteworthy findings in a new report that urges reinvestment in adult education. Entitled Willing to Work and Ready to Learn, More Adult Education Would Strengthen Michigan's Economy, it was released yesterday by the Michigan League for Public Policy. It also analyzes the economic impact of dwindling funding for adult education and makes recommendations. To learn more, we welcome back Gilda Jacobs, CEO of the Michigan League for Public Policy. Nice to see you.
Thank you. Good morning.
And joining us on the phone, Mr. Bob Stee, President of the Michigan Association for Community and Adult Education. Mr. Stee, welcome.
Oh, well, thank you very much, Mark.
There are some startling statistics in your report, Gilda. It claims that state funding for adult education fell from $185 million in 1996 to only $22 million today. Why did that investment shrink so much?
Well, I think that this is part of sort of a continuing problem that we've had in the state of Michigan, where there has been a disinvestment in higher education. Some people feel in K-12. We've had shrinking budgets every year, and this is one of the areas that really has gotten whacked, but I just think just hasn't really had the attention that has been needed in order to understand how important this cohort of the workforce is to the increasing good economic life of the state of Michigan.
Bob Stee, what do you? I mean, you're at the heart of this, president of the Michigan Association for Community and Adult Education. What's your take on this? Why did this investment shrink so much?
Well, you know, I can't really say that there's any real a real justification behind the whole thing, other than balancing a budget. In working with adults, it's not the most glamorous type investment that people look at. It's not something that has been eye-catching to anybody in the business. So, and it's sad to say that many years ago, and I've been in the business, I'll be starting my 40th year in July, is that in the past, when there was a lot of money available for adult education, and it was under the Michigan Department of Education, like anything else, there was misuse of funds at times, and we got a bad reputation behind adult education. And but now, for the last 15, 20 years, it's changed, and adult education has really made the turn for the best.
But Gilda Jacobs, you seem to suggest that, I mean, is there a view that it's simply more critical to invest in young people than in adults, especially when budgets are tight?
Well, but you really have to understand that you have to take almost a multi-generation approach. It's great that we're putting money into preschool programs, probably one of the best dollar-for-dollar impacts, return on investment. But on the other hand, you have to almost take a two-generation approach. If you take a look at the number of adults that fall in this 25 to 44 age group, we're looking at just under 250,000 people, and just fewer than 7% have are enrolled in adult education. So, you know, we want to take a look at, well, what does that really mean for the state? And we know that 30% of people who don't have a GED, for example, are going to live in poverty, which means your kids are going to live in poverty. And if you're living in poverty, the chances of you getting out of poverty later on are slim to none. So the investment actually has to be at lots of different areas along the continuum. You just can't say we're going to put our money in one area without kind of squeezing the balloon. You really need to put money into both areas. And we're only talking about a little over $1,200 per adult ed student. It's not a huge amount of money, but the economic return for the state is huge, because those people are going to be making you know, maybe over $30,000,
mm-hmm. yeah.
versus living in poverty and maybe making $17,000.
Bob Stee, give us your take on the impact of this cutting.
Oh, I'll tell you, I echo Gilda's response. We're looking at it as an association, and we're teaming up with Michigan's Children to emphasize the whole two-generational approach to funding. And if you just look at, we wholeheartedly support the governor's focus on preschool education and its importance to the development of our children. But, you know, I draw your attention to the disparity of that funding allocation between preschool, and that preschool funding is only for four-year-olds, is over $100 million. And currently, for our adult education, which services 20-year-old students and higher, we're spending $22 million. And we have, just in the state of Michigan alone, 325,000 adults currently that are reading below the ninth grade reading level. They don't qualify for Michigan Works programs or post-secondary education or job training programs. And it's our job to try to raise that level of academic skill in order for them to qualify for those job training programs. And it's critical when you look at the two-generational approach. We all know that if a preschooler is going home to an adult whose academic skill is low, their chances for success are going to be as low as well. So it's a critical piece for us. We need to invest in both areas to kind of reverse that cycle of poverty.
We're talking with two spokespersons about a new study on adult education in Michigan. They claim that the state needs to increase investment in adult education. Gilda Jacobs is with the Michigan League for Public Policy. Bob Stee is president of the Michigan Association for Community and Adult Education. Not surprisingly, I guess, enrollment in adult education programs has fallen by nearly half since 2001. Where did adult ed in Michigan used to happen, and where is it no longer happening, Gilda? What used to happen that isn't happening
well,
anymore?
Well, a lot of adult ed programs were really part of the public school programs.
GED?
The GEDs. Okay. And a lot of them have closed. So our recommendation is, let's take those programs to the community tech centers. Let's take those programs to community colleges. And also look at, what are the barriers for people to get to those programs? Often transportation is a huge barrier, or childcare a huge barrier. Also, Head Start programs would be another place that would make sense to have some of these programs. I think we have to think creatively in terms of how we capture those people. And you know, again, look at the barriers that are keeping people from getting that GED so that they can be successful.
Bob Stee, anything to add to that?
Well, I would agree. Back in the early 2000s, when we had $80 million for adult education, we were servicing about 80,000 adults. Today, we have $22 million, and we're servicing about, on an average, of 28,000 to 29,000 adults annually. It's all coming down to access to program. Programs can no longer support having adult education in their district because the money is just not there for them to support servicing students. So, as the programs dwindle, access to program dwindles and the amount of people that you can service. Back in the day, when I was a younger director, we were able to send students to our local tech centers for training. But today, there's just not enough money to reimburse centers for their class offerings. So many tech centers close after the daytime programs. We're so much underutilizing the tax-supported facilities that could be used to train our adults.
Well, help us understand this, though, because Governor Snyder is pushing workforce development pretty hard. At least he did in his State of the State back in January. Stephanie Comey, the new director of the state's Talent Investment Agency, pointed out the government is making $50 million available to Michigan community colleges to upgrade their facilities with new machinery and technologies for their students to learn on. Do you consider that encouragement, Gilda? Do you feel like the Snyder administration is receptive to what's in your report?
I actually think they will be. We've sent our report on to the governor's folks to take a look at. We've had what we feel is positive reception by the legislature. I don't know if they will put in all of the extra money that we have recommended, but certainly we had a very encouraging conversation with Senator Hansen, who has visited these programs in his district and sees how important they are. So I think that, you know, what we're really trying to do with this report is to shine some light on ways that we can do things a little better, to see how we can fold adult ed into the other workforce development programs that the governor has on tap and is funding, because you really have to connect the dots. They're really all part of the same desire to see Michigan's economic engine return to the way it was before.
Generally, Bob Stee, do you feel that politically you might enjoy a little bit a better reception to these ideas from the Snyder administration than from the legislature in general? Or, I mean, you were both at the legislature yesterday presenting this report. Talk to us about the response you got, first of all.
I'm very encouraged. I had told a number of people that I've been testifying before the Senate for a number of years, and I think it was very refreshing to have such a positive response from the legislature towards adult education and looking at understanding that it is underfunded, and we need to take a look in the importance and the resource that our adults bring to the table at moving them forward in the to have a successful life-sustaining job. So I'm very encouraged, and I'm encouraged by the governor's focus on career tech. The only thing that I would caution is that I'm hoping that the legislature and the governor still understand that adult education, that low basic learner, and that's the ones that we need to raise their academic skill in order for them to qualify for those Michigan Works programs, as well as community college and skill trades. So I hope they will, and I have a good feeling about that. I hope it that we can continue to go forward in a positive manner. So,
Gilda mentioned the transportation hang up that is apparently in play here. She also says that you're recommending that some of adult education opportunities be greater directed toward community colleges and Head Start programs. What do you make of that, Bob?
Well, I think so, but again, you know, I go back to echoing. I think we need to partner with community colleges. They're putting in, I think it's about 60% of their students enter into a remedial class in community college. Why can't we look at our adult education providers as trying to raise that academic skill, so that they're not spending their money on community college courses that doesn't have any next step towards their college or their associate's degree, versus let's take it on the front end and raise their level of academic skill, so when they go on to community college, they're spending their dollar towards that associate's degree and not having to be put into remedial classes first.
The report has a compelling title, Willing to Work and Ready to Learn. More adult education would strengthen Michigan's economy. We want to thank our guests, Gilda Jacobs, first of all, CEO of the Michigan League for Public Policy, and thank you, Bob Stee, president of the Michigan Association for Community and Adult Education. Thanks and good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mark.